You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Who is Jesus? We started this yesterday, going to continue today. If somebody were to ask you, show me Jesus from the pages of your Bible, would you be able to take him to the verses that explain and describe who he is? He's the judge. He's appointed by God to judge the world. Acts chapter 10, verse 42, it says, and he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him all prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sin. In other words, forgiveness. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 1 Timothy 6:13. I urge you in the sight of God who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, verse 14, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Let me bring one small point out of this. It says that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality. You know, don't believe Satan's lie, the lie that he told Adam and Eve, surely you will not die, the lie that he has fooled humanity with since that day that when you die, you don't really die. Today, Christians believe, oh, you go straight to hell or you go to heaven. You have an immortal soul, and the preachers talk about your immortal soul. They're lying. They're only repeating the lies. Most of them don't know any better. They're just highly trained professional liars that have been taught lies, and they regurgitate these lies. Let me read this again in case you missed it. Who alone has immortality? You do not have an immortal soul. The Bible tells us to fear God who can kill the body and the soul. You know, we're going to have to do a series on death, resurrection, immortality. But let's go back to who is Jesus. He's the light of the world. Those who follow Jesus have their eyes open and walk in light. They don't believe the lies of Satan. John chapter 8, verse 12, when Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Do you follow him? Do you have light? Does the word of God light up your path? It's a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. Or do you follow the lies of Satan? Here's a quick test. What day do you go to church? Sunday, the venerable day of the sun, the first day of the week, or Saturday, the Sabbath, the day that God rested and created as holy and commanded us to observe, the fourth commandment. Do you keep the Ten Commandments? Really? Do you keep the fourth?
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.